Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. I used you guys when I first started my business, and I know I own my own domain. For some reason or another, my ad on Google is closed, and I can't have access to the domain. I just need to know what I need to do to gain back access to my thing to reopen it so it doesn't say permanently closed, because I need to make money.
I completely understand. Let me just pull up your account so I can track on the domain. Yeah. Can I get your business phone number?
843-330-7082.
Okay. Thank you so much.
The business name is KDM Mobile Welding.
I'm so sorry. Can I get your business phone number again?
843-330-7082. It's not the same one that y'all had when I had it with y'all. Since I stopped using y'all, I have changed the number.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the number that you used when you were still with us.
No, ma'am. I think it was 656-777-1268.
All right. Again, that's 656-777-1268.
I believe so. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me check. Okay, thank you. And I'm speaking with Dalton?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dalton Fabian.
Okay, let me take a look. All right. I do hear your work. You do have your domain, kdmmobilewelding.com. Yes, but as far as what I do see here, we do not handle your website. I mean, we were not working on your website previously. It was mainly...
Right. I don't even use the website, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's linked to my Google at all.
Yes, but if you're looking into your domain, kdmmobilewelding.com, let's see here. I do see the status of it is still active, though.
So with the Google ad itself, like when you search for me on Google and it comes up for the Google Maps and all that, that says permanently closed.
Oh, you mean the Google business profile, not the website. Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. To me, they're the same thing. You know what I mean?
Apologies. Let me just look into that.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you 100%.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as what I do see here, I would say yes, it does say permanently closed in my end, but I'm sure it's not us who actually did that, most likely, because there's someone else out here that does have access. It's Rachel.
Yes, can you shut that access off? Because that is my ex-wife, well, soon-to-be ex-wife, and I thought that you did it, not y'all.
Yeah, so most likely it might have been her who did the permanently closed, because we don't do that on the Google business profiles. Now, what I'm going to do here
right
now is that I'm going to give you access towards the Google business profile. Now,
can we change the email while we're on the phone, too?
Yeah, sure.
To a different email? Can we switch it to kdmmobileweldingestimates.com?
Yes,
or Gmail?
That's what I'm going to
do. That way she can't have access to it anymore?
Yes, that's where I'm going to be sending the invite to, KDM Mobile Welding.
And I had one more quick question before we proceed. Is there, y'all record your phone calls for quality purposes, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Is there any way I can get this recording sent to me on an email for court purposes? To show that y'all can tell that she's the one that accessed it and shut it off?
That I'm not sure yet. Dalton, I can check with our management. Now, I'm not saying she
I would appreciate if you would
doing that, but most likely, She may be the one who did that. I'm not saying she did that, but there's kind of like a possibility she did it because we did not put your Google business profile in a permanent.
Well, this is what I'll say is the only people that have access to it is you and her because it's under her email and I don't have access to her email. So if y'all didn't do it, kind of only leaves one particular person, and that's exactly how the court's going to look at it. Because she's trying to paint me as this very violent person, and I'm not, because she don't want me to take the kids.
It's just that when it comes to the Google business profile, we will only do it if you requested it. So if you did not request that, then we did not do it, I would say. But hold on. How can we – let me see. Yeah, I can check with our management regarding the recording, though. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But for now, I'll be giving you ownership access to KDM Mobile Welding Estimates at gmail.com. Do you want me to send screenshots about who has access or anything before I?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay. As much proof that you're able to provide me with as much now is great details possible.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a screenshot right now of who has access to your Google business profile before I add you. So you have just at least a record of who has access before you gain access.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to send it. I mean, am I able to send it to phone number 843-810-5736, or can I send it to email?
Yes, ma'am. You can send it to my email at KDM Mobile Welding Estimates with an S at Gmail.
All right, thank you. Let me just work on it. Okay, I've already sent it to your email, so you may want to check on it in a minute or two. That's the screenshot of who has access to the Google business profile, so you're going to see that it's only Local Splash and Rachel's email. So since we already sent you the screenshot, I'm just going to go ahead and add you now to the Google business profile. Again, this is going to be just owner access, and we will still remain the primary owner, Dalton, because we're not going to be able to set you as a primary owner for now. We are only going to be able to set you as a primary owner, I would say, 7 days after you initially gain access.
Yes, ma'am. That's totally fine.
Yeah, in cases where I'm not
seeing the email come through yet.
Okay, yeah, it should come through like a minute or two.
There it is, right as I said it.
Okay, so it's an attached file. You're going to see that the rest may actually be grayed out because it's a pop-up, but it should be clear because...
It's clear. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I've already sent an invite as well to KDM Mobile Welding. Okay, at KDM Mobile Welding Estimates at gmail.com. But you can accept that as soon as you want to, once you receive it. Do you want me to remove the Rachel email here, or should we keep it because you may need it?
No, remove it.
Okay. We'll remove it now. So moving forward, Rachel's not going to be able to gain access to your Google business profile, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, ma'am. I appreciate you so much because I was so scared that all my reviews and everything I've worked for the last 3 years has just vanished.
I completely understand. Well, the reviews are still there. I'm not sure about the permanently closed or anything. I think you're going to be able to, you're going to be able to make that live again. I do see here that it says Skydia Mobile LLC is permanently closed. If that's wrong, you can suggest an edit. So definitely you're going to be
How do I do that? Editing process, because I'm in there now.
Are you accessing it using a computer, or are you accessing it using
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. You may have to get into the Google Business Profile using a computer to see the whole, whole edit options towards the Google Business Profile.
Is there a way that you can change it for me?
That I would have to check first, because it may require some verification.
If it requires verification, I can verify everything down to the EIN number.
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't work on Google Business Profiles since the account is already canceled.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, no, I get that because you're not getting paid for it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Our apologies in that. But rest assured, it should be, the option should definitely be there. That's one thing I'm sure of. The option for you to suggest an edit so you can remove the permanently closed detail.
And is there a way that I can change the password as well? Can you do that?
Okay. This one thing is what I can assure you, though, since we've removed Rachel, that she will not in any way gain access to the Google Business Profile anymore.
Right, but I don't know what the password is.
Okay. Now, there is actually no password associated towards any, all Google Business Profiles. It's just
okay, so you just put your regular, it's your Google password for your Google account.
Correct.
Okay, that works? Yes, ma'am. All right, so I just wanted to be sure that I would be, when I get to a computer, to gain that access I can.
Yes, correct. Okay. Anything else I can help?
No, ma'am. You did perfect, actually. You were awful.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dalton. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well.